Good morning, and welcome to your morning tradition here on Magnificat Radio at MagnificatMedia.com, where we are
living our faith.
It's Mike and Lisa Austin welcoming you to yet another glorious day, Thursday, February 18th. And we're looking at nice weather coming in here in the middle part of the breadbasket of America.
Nice.
Supposed to warm up like Friday. We're supposed to be in the 50s. There are folks in Oklahoma looking at 80-something.
Whoa.
Yeah, oh yeah. I don't know what's going on. It's,
you know, when it gets up that high of 50 degrees, even in our house, and the sun shines through, I can open up the door, and
oh, yeah.
It gets nice and warm and cozy.
Because we have a storm door with the pane glass, you know, the double glass on it, so it keeps the cold air out. But that
the
radiated heat, through that front
it's
door
nice.
Is nice. Yeah, it is nice. So, and heat is a good thing here in southern Wisconsin this time of year. I was talking with Lori Payne earlier today.
Yes.
Lori Payne is, she's going to be kind of our de facto correspondent. And we'll talk to her. You'll hear from her on Monday. Lori went to the Religious Freedom Rally in the Capitol building in Topeka, Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
And she was telling me that they had, she says, really warm. There's like 70 degrees.
Oh, my.
She was beautiful.
That was yesterday,
wasn't
it?
Yeah. And she said it was just really, really nice there. And she had been to this same rally, the Religious Freedom Rally, the year before, and it was like 20.
Oh.
It's crazy weather. It's weird. Speaking of which, we're going to have Lori Payne on with us Monday. And she'll give us an update as to what happened, what she saw. The Religious Freedom Rally inside the Capitol, Topeka, Kansas. I'm curious. I don't think this would probably be the only one in America.
I wouldn't think so. I think it's going to be across the country.
I would imagine a number of these would happen, you know, across the country.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not on the same day. I don't know. Maybe on the same day. But it is important, especially... like you mentioned earlier off the air, we were talking about why have the rally now? What would go on? We've never been to one,
right?
And Lisa brought up the fact that, you know, with the loss of Judge Scalia,
it's putting things topsy turvy.
And who knows? We talked with Stephen Cox about it. Who knows? You know, where the Supreme Court's going to end up.
There is uncertainty about that for sure.
Lori was talking about things like even. We haven't experienced it because we're homeschoolers.
Right.
But she was talking about things where, you know, kids get sent home from school if they have a religious symbol on their shirt. And some schools even go as far as, like, if public school, if you have a cross on your shirt, well, you go home.
Right.
You have to change that.
Right, exactly.
And so anyway, Religious Freedom Rally. And that's just scratching the surface.
Mm-hmm.
You get all into prayer in school. Common Core.
Right.
And that. So we're going to talk to Lori Payne. She was at the rally in Kansas, in Topeka, and she'll update us on what all went on coming up this Monday. Today is a very huge day, but before I get into that, I have an apology to make.
Okay.
I should be playing Patsy Cline's I'm Sorry, but I'm not.
okay.
Yesterday, when I was doing the history and putting it together, I clicked on the wrong day. So the history you got yesterday was today's history. That being said, there are some things I didn't quite have time to get on there. So we'll do some of history today, but then we're going to look at some history from yesterday. Does that make sense?
Yeah, you're
just
mixing it all
up. Just a bunch of really cool
up.
Dates. Yeah, we're mixing it. History is what you make it. How about that?
Well, not really.
No.
The dates do matter.
Common Core says no.
That's true.
Common Core says I'm right, Lisa. So anyway, that's that's the deal there. Now, today's show is going to be just marvelous. We've been looking forward to this one for a while, and we've been sort of teasing it.
Mm-hmm.
We were given this story a while back about a couple in Texas, around Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas. And we will let them tell their story. John and Winnie Gorman. Son had a devastating brain injury.
Yes.
And really, it was one of those things where you shouldn't make it.
Oh.
But because of the intercession of a And I got to find out. I don't know. I think he's still blessed. I don't think he's quite a saint yet.
He is blessed.
Okay. Because I wanted to say St. John Leachy.
No, it's blessed.
But it's blessed John Leachy.
Yes.
All right. The relic, they found out about him. The relic was brought to them, and a miraculous things happened, and I'll let them tell the story because I'm not going to go through it here. John and Winnie Gorman are going to be on the phone with us to tell their story firsthand of what happened to their son and what continues to happen with this holy relic.
Yes.
And the prayers. It's quite the story.
Mm-hmm.
So that's coming up this morning, and that's going to be the main focus of the show today, really. I mean, that'll cover a lot. But right about now is when I would like to make amends partially with some of the history. It all got muddled up. I'm not certain which days are what, but I do like history. And so let's just look at a little history and ask, how can you know where you're going?
If you don't know where you've been.
And I don't obviously know where I was or where I'm going.
So. History.
Any day in history.
A day that will go down in history.
History of this day.
This day in history.
This day in history.
Today happens to be February the 18th. In fact, yesterday I may have said February 18th, and you didn't catch it if I said it. So
I didn't know.
Yesterday was the 17th. Today's the 18th. Thank you. 49th day of the year. Like 317 left. Okay. This is the day that Martin Luther, the German Protestant Reformation guy, died. This is the day that happened. In 1546, sorry.
Okay. On this day in 1564, Michelangelo Buonarroti, Italian painter, sculptor and architect, also died.
Yeah, if you just say Michelangelo, people get it.
I know.
Although some people would think you're talking about one of the Ninja Turtles, but no.
No.
This is the day, yes it is indeed the day, 1621, Miles Standish was made the first commander of the English colony in Plymouth in North America.
On this day, in 1801, an electoral tie between Thomas Jefferson and Aaron Burr is resolved.
That happened yesterday, by the way.
When Jefferson is elected president of the United States and Burr vice president of the United States House of Representatives.
Yeah, that was yesterday, but at least you know what happened. We wanted to make sure you knew what happened.
Thank you.
1933, yesterday. Now, see, we should do it always the day after, maybe. I don't know. Newsweek magazine was published for the first time ever. Yesterday, 1933.
And apparently yesterday, 1933.
There you go.
Prohibition ended in the United States.
It was on this day in 2001, FBI agent Robert Philip Hansen was arrested, charged with spying for Russia.
Oh, wow. On this day, February 18th in 2001, Dale Earnhardt Sr. died from injuries sustained at the Daytona 500.
And now you know where it is you have been. All right, we're going to take a break and get back here, and we have a miraculous story to bring to you today. The miraculous happens, and this is proof. They're going to tell their story. John and Winnie Gorman from Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas, will join us with their story of what happened to their son on the way next. And the intercession of the blessed. And there's one miracle. They only need one more miracle. Maybe this is it.
Well,
I don't know.
Or the one that's coming.
Who knows?
Where we'll it's going.
Out. Blessed John Leachy, the relic. Their story up next. Thank you for joining us here on Magnificat Radio and MagnificatMedia.com. Mike and Lisa Austin here on your morning tradition where we are
living our faith.
Welcome back to Magnificat Media, Magnificat Radio, your morning tradition where we are
living our faith.
Now, it's our privilege and honor to bring to you a story this morning that will inspire you and give you pause for thought. We're joining us now on the phone from Texas is Winifred and Joseph Gorman, and the story they have to tell about their son and the intercession of a Catholic saint is inspiring. And so welcome, Winifred and Joseph. It's good to have you on with us here on Magnificat Radio.
Good to be here.
Thank you.
If you don't mind, I guess, Winifred, can you just give us an overview of the story and just give us the whole story, if you would?
Well, on April 1st, my son, Johnny, fell from a tree 30 feet and landed on cement. And when he fell, he fractured He had multiple injuries. He fractured his skull. He fractured his hip. He fractured his collarbone. And in the midst of the fall, he damaged his main aorta vein on the right side, because he landed on his right side. Oh. And so when he fell, one of his friends run to my husband and got my husband. And when my husband got to him, he was unresponsive. He had no life in him. And so my son, my husband picked him up and run him over to somewhere that he could lay him, and he could, you know, he didn't know CPR, but he done what he could while mm-hmm. they was on the phone to the ambulance. And a friend of mine called the ambulance. So when they got him to the hospital, they had to put him on a ventilator, on life support. Mm-hmm. And he was in a coma for anywhere from 8 to 10 days. I don't remember exactly. And he was in ICU for like, I think altogether 10 days. And they come in like on the fifth or sixth day and told us that they had diagnosed him with DAI, which is diffuse axial injury. And at the time when they told us, I never read up on it. I never, you know, mm-hmm. just thought about it, talked about it or nothing, because I didn't care.
Right.
Because I knew that he was going to be okay. God had already told me that. The night that he fell, he was, let's go back previous. 3 weeks before Johnny fell, I was in my kitchen. Mm-hmm. And I started getting a real sad feeling, and I didn't know where it was coming from. So I started to pray. And at the time, I was 5 months expecting, and I had four sons and a little girl, and we wanted a sister really bad for my daughter. So I found out the day before that it was going to be a boy. So when I started to get this sad feeling and I started to pray, all I could think was I not accepting the fact that it was a boy? I never, ever felt that way about none of my kids. You know, I just knew they were a blessing regardless. Yeah. You know, I thought that I was extremely happy about it. But I didn't know why I was getting this feeling.
Right.
So I sat down and I started to pray. So as I was praying, Jesus said to me, as if he was sitting next to me, did I not turn water into wine? Did I not calm the raging sea? And so I thought, okay, you know, Lord, I know you're capable of miracles. I don't know why he was telling me it. All I could think was he telling me that he was going to turn this baby boy into a girl? And I didn't know where to go with it.
Right.
So I just continued to pray. But he was reminding me of these miracles that he had performed. So after Johnny fell, actually the day after that happened, my aunt, one of my dad's sisters, had called me or texted me. And she said, you better pray that that baby gets turned into a girl. She was just joking because she has one daughter, and she was joking, and she started laughing.
Uh-huh.
Well, automatically, I thought, I catch her back. Why did you say that? So I texted her everything that Jesus had said to me. So, you know, fast forward to Johnny falling, and after Johnny fell, it was like the next day, she texted me. Did Jesus not turn water into wine? Did he not calm the raging sea?
Whoa.
I knew then that he was going to be fine. There wasn't a doubt in my mind. He was going to be fine. So the night that he fell, my husband, before the ambulance got there, when my husband was over top of Johnny, trying to, you know, do CPR, whatever he could, I come running out, and I got about 100 foot from him. And I knew had I went, I couldn't see him like that. He was bleeding from everywhere. His eyes, his nose, his ears, his mouth, from everywhere. Aww. So I knew I couldn't see that. And I knew if I did, that I wouldn't be able to pray. So I run towards them, and then I stopped, and I just hit my knees, and I started praying. And I started saying the Our Father. Oh. And the more I said the Our Father, the more Jesus had said to me, go to my mother. And I thought, okay, and I just kept praying the Our Father. And the more I said the Our Father, the more he said to me, go to my mother. So I started saying the Hail Mary. Mm-hmm. So when we got to the hospital the next day, that's when my aunt texted me, you know, did I not turn water into wine? Did Jesus not turn calm the raging seas? And she was reminding me that Jesus told me this. So I knew he was going to be fine. So then he was about 5 or 6 days into ICU. And my brother-in-law was in the room with him. He went in the room and he told me and my husband, go on and go get something to eat and I'll wait around with him. So we said, okay. So when we were gone, he started praying and saying the chaplet and saying all kinds of prayers and like any prayer that he could think of. Finally, he started Googling. He ran out of prayers to say. He started Googling. And he Googled the Patriot Saints of brain injury. And Blessed John Leachy come up. So he found the prayer for Blessed Leachy. So he started saying it with Johnny. So then he went home and he started looking into it to see if he could. He actually thought the relic was going to be in Rome. He was going to send a cloth to them or see if they could touch a cloth to the relic and send it to us to put with to lay with Johnny.
Sure.
Well, when he got looking into it, he found that it was in St. Mary College, which was 90 miles from the hospital my son was in. So he called the college, and they got him in touch with Father Kevin Novak. And Father Kevin said, how did you find it? And he started laughing. He said, well, Google. So he said, I have over 600 relics here, but if I find it, I will 100% let you know. So a couple days went by, and he called my brother-in-law back, and he said, I have it. I cannot believe that I found it. I have it, and I will bring it to you. So the next day, which was April 11th, which just so happened to be my birthday, he brought the relic over, and he said a beautiful prayer with my son, and blessed him with the relic, and said a decade of the rosary. And when he went to leave, he said, I'm going to leave the relic here with your son. So every night after we found the relic and we prayed the prayer with him, every night from then until the day Johnny walked out of the hospital, I have a family member of mine who set up a rosary conference, and it's where everybody called in, we would say the rosary together, and then we would say Blessed Leachy prayer to intercede for Johnny's miracle. And they didn't know what the outcome with Johnny was gonna be, doctors. Or when he damaged his main aorta, they were completely blown away that the blood had rerouted itself.
Huh.
They truly believe that he had a previous injury, because in time it can reroute itself, but not within hours. They still till this day don't know how it rerouted itself so quickly. They don't know how long he was without blood flow over his brain. They don't know. His hematologist was amazed at Johnny. He kept saying to us, on July 7th, Johnny had to go back for a MRI, and he kept saying, you don't understand, this is not the outcome for this type of injury. And
that's amazing.
All of the injuries in one, we didn't Google, you know, we didn't read into DAI or diffuse axial injury, we didn't read into it or nothing until like a week ago. I got thinking about Johnny and just thinking about everything, so I picked up and started reading about it. And if you read about it, there is a level, and it's mild to moderate, and moderate to severe. And Johnny's with severe.
Wow.
And if you read about that, 90% of the outcome is they don't come out of a coma.
Oh my.
And the 10% that does is in vegetative state. They give you no hope with it. And if you've seen Johnny today, you would be completely amazed.
Tell them about him getting up, saying,
yes, he was, He was in a coma for 8 to 10 days, and then he was, after that, when he would come in and out of the coma, when he would open his eyes, there was nothing there. Well, when you read about the AI, you understand, hell, there was nothing there, because right. you're, like, he showed every, Johnny showed every sign of being brain dead. Every sign.
Oh, my God.
And so he was 28 days without talking. You know, he would come in and out, kind of open his eyes, but when you looked, there was nothing there. So on the 28th of April, he woke up one morning, and I got up, and I was sitting by him, and I was talking to him, and I said, you know, Johnny, you can talk if you want. And he was just kind of looking at me. So I said, you know, you say mom and dad. And he said, mom, dad, and I love you on the 28th day. So that was all he said all day. The next morning, me and my husband went home that night. That was the first time we went home in 28 days. And we went home that night. Hmm. And my mom stayed with him. So the next morning, my mom called me and she said, you're never going to believe this. And he had a bedside nurse because he had to have someone consistent beside him. And he said, Johnny, my mom and the nurse and Johnny was in the room. And he said, he got up and looked at my mom. And my mom said, go ahead. You want to say something? Go ahead. You can do it. And he looked at her like he was struggling to talk. And he bursted out the Our Father.
Oh, wow.
And he went right from the Our Father. He continued into the Hail Mary.
Wow.
You know, to remember both of those prayers. That is nothing other than Christ.
Yeah.
And no one can tell me any different. To come out of a coma and to remember how to say the Hail Mary and the Our Father. That's not humanly possible. No, that's Christ alone.
Yes, it is. Hang on just a second, Winnie. We're talking with Winnie and John Gorman from Dallas, Texas, and the miraculous recovery of their son, the story. Harrowing as it is already, there's more.
Yes.
Much more. And we're going to get the rest of that story here in just a minute here on your morning tradition. Mike and Lisa Austin here on the day of the Feast of St. Bernadette today.
Nice.
Stephen Cox will have news for us, and then we'll have the second part of John and Winnie's story, the Gormans from Texas. You're listening to Magnificat Radio, magnificatmedia.com. Mike and Lisa Austin here. This is your morning tradition where we are
living our faith